Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm Jane.
And I'm Pax.
And welcome to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Merry Christmas, assholes.
Yay, yeah, yay. Yeah. Everyone had a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, I hope they had a sucky one. I hope it was the worst. I'm sorry.
I hope someone came and stole all your presents. And your kids forgot how to read and shit.
Your kids forgot how to read?
Yeah. They just woke up and they're like, Daddy, I don't know how to read anymore.
Nah, I do hope you all
it's
had
a rough Christmas, man.
Do hope that is all a rough Christmas.
Do hope you all had a good Christmas, and that, yeah. Thanks for listening to us between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, this is that downtime when you've just got heaps of food at your house.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, because you've got all the leftovers from Christmas,
heaps of fridge food.
Yeah, and you're like recovering from your arguments from your family.
Guys, the
political arguments.
Do you get into a lot of arguments with your family?
Not really. Everyone's pretty snowflake libs in my fam, except when I go to the Philippines and they're all like mad Duterte supporters. Which is, I'm not going to judge, but very different to my ideology.
Your parents are liberals?
A little bit. They're Catholic, but also they're like, my auntie's like gay, and my family's just like, yeah, go ham, bro.
That's why I'm surprised about it, because I know your parents are like, hard out Catholics.
Yeah, they're conservative light. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My parents are the same, actually.
Yeah.
My parents, like, my mom thinks being gay is wrong. But then she loves Ellen, and she's like, wow, I love that lesbian lady.
She's like, I love her. She's going to hell.
She's my favorite. They don't think. Actually, I don't know what my parents think about.
Yeah, we should ask. We should get them on the pod and ask them.
Homosexuality.
Ah, right.
I just said that they think being gay is wrong, but I'm making an assumption. I don't actually know.
Yeah. Well, that's the stance of the pod. Being gay is wrong.
What?
No. No, it's not. No. It's not. I'm just joking. What? We love it.
That's when you know.
That's actual shout out to the gay community. That's like you.
That's when you know something like it. That what you said was a little bit over the line. When Jermaine says nothing and all I say is.
Or just joking.
Yeah. So before we get into our segments, of the show, I just want to respond to some listener feedback.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, we have had some. We've got had an email.
Oh,
we've had some contact from
the outside world.
The outside world.
That sounds like we're trapped in a bubble here, and we're not speaking to anyone.
So, we are trapped in our ideology bubble.
Whoa, fuck! That is woke.
So so we'll go through some of our feedback from listeners, and we'll start with
this. Rattle this one off, Jermaine.
So why are you talking like you're on NPR?
I don't know how.
This week on Fresh Air with Jermaine Ross, we interview the inventor of the can opener.
I don't even know what Fresh
And also,
Air is.
Hassan.
So, this email is from Liam McGurin.
Shout out Liam.
His email address is I'm kidding, I wasn't going to. You guys should have stopped me from accidentally.
No, man, air this guy out. Dox him.
Liam, subject line was ride or die.
Oh.
Hashtag Gape Nation for life.
Yes, wow. Liam.
Thank you, Liam.
And he said...
Whoa, did you just put on your leader voice? Or...
Thank you, Liam.
Wow, so, Liam.
The body of the email says, I really enjoy the show. Love, Liam.
Shout out, Liam.
And attached is some fan art.
Oh, yo. What is it? Hold on. Where is it? Is it like us and like sexy...
I'll show you guys what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Oh, so it is us in sexy gear.
But this is the fan art.
Beautiful. Liam. Liam?
Describe what it is.
So it's Jermaine standing in front of a background which is a blue flame. And for those who don't know, the blue flame is actually one of the insignia of the Gape Nation.
Mm. It is.
It is, yeah.
What does it mean, Pex?
Well,
what's the meaning behind it?
Well, the blue flame, a flame can fill anything that gapes.
Yeah.
Is that not correct?
Yeah. Can fill the space.
Yeah. And but
what?
Can fill the space in a quick amount of time.
Title of my mixtape.
Yeah. You know how the old saying goes, an old flame fills a big hole.
Yes. And blue is the color of sadness.
Can you just describe the picture?
Yeah. So it's Jermaine and he's standing in front of a blue flame, cradling the words hashtag Gape Nation in his arms.
Yeah. He's actually cradling it. That's the best way to describe it.
He's cradling the words hashtag Gape Nation like a baby.
I noticed.
That's beautiful.
That the signature for Liam's email says sent from mail for Windows 10.
Yeah.
So he is using the mail thing in Windows 10.
Oh, like the app?
Yeah, the
mail
app thing. What a legend.
Liam's out here in 3018.
Yeah, mate.
He's in the future.
Anyway, and so I replied to Liam.
Yeah, what did you say, Jermaine?
I said, kia ora, Liam. Jermaine here.
By the way, Jermaine didn't run this reply by us. He just sent it like a maverick.
It's a good start, though.
Yeah.
Good reply.
Yeah, it's nice. Kia ora, nice Liam. And lovely. Mm.
Jermaine here. From FDB as a collective, thanks for listening. It'll be a few weeks before we get to it, but we'll definitely address your highly offensive fan art on the podcast.
Oh. Whoa.
So keep listening. From me personally, get fucked. Love, Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Don't listen to Liam. Don't listen to Jermaine, Liam.
Liam. Liam, the Gape Master and the Gape Guru.
Yeah.
Greatly, greatly appreciate your fan art.
Yeah,
it's the first
absolutely.
Piece of fan art. And we love it.
It's beautiful. And let that be a precedent for all fan art in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you like, we encourage you to send us more fan art.
Yeah.
And if anything, if you want to sneak the word Gape Nation in there or somewhere, make sure you do it.
If you want to... Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Mm.
If you want to make fan art, just sneak in
Gape Nation
somewhere.
Now, you know what I would prefer? Fan art of me in the Montel Jordan music video.
I mean, we want that too, but put Gape Nation in that somewhere.
Like,
anyway,
put a speech bubble on Jermaine and him saying Gape Nation in the Montel Jordan music video. If someone can make that and send it to us,
but change the lyrics so it's you know when he says it's Friday night, put the speech bubble saying it's Gape Nation,
and then he says
his name is Lee. God damn it!
So. That was beautiful. Liam Gallagher?
McGurin.
Liam Gallagher of Oasis. Thank you for listening.
McGurin.
McGurin, valued member of Gape Nation.
Liam Gallagher.
We also, may the blue flame flicker forever.
title of my mixtape.
So we also got another message from our good friend, Mr. Goddammit, Lee Goddammit.
Oh, Lee Goddammit.
His name is Lee Goddammit.
Lee Goddammit messaged us again.
Of famous Facebook message fame.
The first gaper to reach out to us. The first gaper. But he was too afraid to reach out in public, which is fine.
He ain't gonna be in Rush Hour 3.
Disappoints me, but it's fine.
Yeah.
We still love you. He sent us a tweet. He screenshotted a tweet and sent it to us on Facebook telling us why Facebook sucks. Why
English
sucks.
Yeah, which was like from a couple of episodes ago.
It was a couple of episodes ago, and here's why English sucks.
Basically, he agrees.
Yeah. He agrees.
Yes.
He's sending us more proof.
Yeah, basically, he sent a complaint being like, I find it offensive that you guys think English sucks.
Well, he did the opposite.
He's got mad totoko for English sucking.
He's like, I totoko the English sucking.
Here's what it says. Adjectives in English absolutely have to be in this order. Opinion, size, age, shape, color, origin, material, purpose, noun. Oh, purpose noun. So you can have a lovely little old rectangular green French silver whittling knife, but if you mess with the word order in the slightest, you'll sound like a maniac. It's an odd thing that every English speaker uses that list, but almost none of us could write it out. And as size comes before color, green great dragons can't exist.
Title of my mixtape.
Green great long mixtape.
I don't know if you played Yu-Gi-Oh. No.
Green Great Dragon.
The Green Great Dragon.
Green Great Dragon! In attack mode!
I'm going to be honest, I have not taken in that tweet. Like, I don't
Jermaine,
get it.
Jermaine?
Yep, I'm sure it's on our side.
Jermaine, I'm going to be honest, I was reading it and I didn't take it in.
Oh, thank God, I thought I was the only one. English does really suck.
Yeah, English.
That's more proof that English sucks as well. That it's hard to communicate to the thing. And
it's hard to listen to.
Oh my God.
But anyway. I feel like that's more our fault than English.
Yeah, actually, that's true. No, it's actually the public system's, public schooling system's fault of New Zealand.
But thank you anyway, Mr. Lee, goddammit. Yeah.
Shout out for reaching out. And if you want to reach out, hit us up, man.
Yeah, fdbromail@gmail.com. Yeah. Or on Facebook, yeah. Just message our page, Frickin' Dangerous Bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or on
Twitter.
We're on Twitter. Are we on Instagram?
Just on Instagram?
Yeah,
we're on Instagram.
Yeah, just fine. There's lots of platforms to reach us, and we will shout you out on the show. We might take a couple of weeks to shout you out, just because we might not see it, or like lots of things.
Anyway, let's get into the first segment of the show.
Kicking it in.
How about I'll pop it off?
Yeah, pop it off, baby.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
On This Is How We Do It this week with Jermaine Ross.
Yeah.
Feet Montel Jordan.
Well, he doesn't sign that off.
Yeah.
He also says he doesn't sign off the use of his music. But
no, he's here. He's just behind Jermaine. He's just not mic'd up.
What up, money?
Yeah, he just money. He just waved at Jermaine.
Money. Monty. Like money.
Oh, money.
Money. Oh, it's like slang Monty.
Yeah. Yeah,
American Monty.
Montel McNeil. Money. Oh, no, he's saying money, not money. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Why don't you just ask him? He's right there.
How do you pronounce your name, bro?
Monty.
Monty.
There he is.
Monty, my G. I don't know.
Why is he a crackhead from the 90s?
He's like a character from The Wire.
So on This Is How We Do It this week, I want to talk about a game that I have gotten addicted to. It is called...
This is not good, man.
Transport Tycoon.
Oh, no. It's a phone game.
No, it's not a phone game.
It's not?
It's from the 90s.
Yeah. Oh. Is it ported to the phone?
No, it's a desktop game.
You play on your computer?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like
Roller Coaster Tycoon and that, like Lemonade Stand Tycoon and all.
I don't know. I haven't played those ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's basically you're on a map.
Yeah.
And there's different industries. So there's an iron ore mine, and then there's like a steel factory, and then there's like a factory, and then there's like towns, and then there's all kinds of other things. There's like sawmill in a forest.
Yeah. Sure. By the way, Jermaine is describing these things, and his eyes are lighting up with excitement and glee.
Anyway, and so basically, you have to like create a transport industry.
Yeah, sure.
And so you build like train stations, or you build
like highways,
airports,
and shit, or
you build like roads. You can do whatever you want.
Damn.
Personally, I go trains all day.
Okay. Your train
roads,
guy.
Roads, I don't know. There's
Your train guy.
I'm a train guy.
All right.
Big train.
Planes.
Guy. Nah, because they slow.
Ships?
Nah, well, the water's only at the edge.
Bikes.
Are there lime scooters in this?
No. Yeah, there are lime scooters.
No!
20 years ago, like, predicted the future.
Electric scooters?
No.
Oh, I thought...
You dummy!
I believed you so well.
You said lime scooters. This game was...
No, I thought there might be, like, electric scooters or something.
It's from the 90s. Electric scooters didn't exist then.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but it's also a video game.
There's also... Okay, anyway...
I've lost you both.
So I'm addicted to this game.
Yeah.
Like, it's Transport Tycoon, but the version I've got is an open source version.
Oh, so people have just added stuff to it?
No, they've just recreated it.
And
it's free.
Okay.
So you don't have to pay for it.
Okay. Right.
But they've also added... Oh, no, I think they've combined...
Lime scooters? No, sorry.
Deluxe versions.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's like the ultimate everything...
Yeah, and I'm just super addicted to it.
Yeah.
The problem I'm having at the moment is...
My marriage is falling apart. No.
Yeah. Is...
because of the
way
game.
Too real, James. Way too real.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know why you brought that up. Can we start the podcast?
The light in his eyes, I did.
James, he did say that in confidence.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I see that. Why are you going to bring it up on the podcast?
Well, I'm just saying it's the best way to talk about it. I'm saying I wouldn't.
The best way to talk about it is in public.
Also, I wouldn't have brought it up if you didn't slam my Lime Scooters idea. I'm just saying, it's revenge.
No, well, I mean,
that's one. That's eye for an eye. That's the same.
He was doing classic yuck improv group.
So what's your main problem, Jermaine?
Well, my main problem is I have a lot of work to do at the moment.
Yeah.
In Transport Tycoon?
Yeah, the profits aren't really going very well. No, I have a lot of work to do, and which is all on my computer. Yeah. Like, emails.
Oh, shit. Editing. Yeah, I know.
And so I'll be, like, working, and then I'm like, I need a break. Just have a little jam on Transport Tycoon.
Oh, no.
3 hours later.
Nah, dog.
I'm like, ah, no.
I'm afraid. I think you're just going to have to uninstall that game.
Do you guys have that problem?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I definitely have that problem. Me and James play video games way more than you do.
Yeah.
Like, we have all the different consoles and stuff.
Yeah.
What
consoles?
Nintendo Switch.
We have a Switch. We have a PS4.
We're like life partners. We have this.
Yeah.
Looking at getting a Sega Genesis.
Yeah, but the PS4's in our room.
Yeah.
I have a gaming PC. But, okay, so anyway, I've lost my point. What was my point?
Oh, we both play.
This is my point. So, I had the exact same issue as you.
Yeah.
Because my laptop.
Packs out here hijacking.
Yeah, here we go.
Hijacking my segment.
Here we go, Mr. Hijack.
No, I'm not hijacking your segment.
I always dream to square Marvin.
Nah, okay, here you go. What is it?
So I bought a very weak laptop on purpose.
To do work on.
I bought a laptop that only had the ability to do work.
Here's the problem.
Write things, but I already see the problem.
You see the problem?
I already see the problem.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
You have to buy a laptop with some power because you edit for work.
Yeah. Oh, here's what you need to do, weirdly, is buy a weak laptop to play Transport Tycoon in, because that doesn't require much PC power at all to play, right? Because it's quite an old game.
Yeah.
But why would you do that? Well, you buy one weak laptop.
Yeah, but it's the reverse of the.
No, but that doesn't help me. Because I can just play out of the. What are you talking about?
That doesn't help at all.
It doesn't help anyone.
No.
Do you think it helps someone?
That
doesn't help anyone to me.
No, you uninstall Transport Tycoon from your editing computer.
Yeah.
And you have a shitty computer just to play that, and so.
But I can still play it, so I just.
James.
Move to the other laptop.
Here's the issue, James. The issue is. That, okay, if my laptop was even slightly powerful enough to play any game, even though I know I should be doing work, the temptation to play the game would be too strong, and I would download a game and play it on my laptop. The reason I bought a laptop that cannot play video games is so that I have something that physically cannot.
I guess James is saying because you have a gaming system, why don't you just, like, close your laptop and hop on the gaming system. So I think James is suggesting that it's the same thing.
So you treat your other laptop like a gaming system.
Your laptop is your game. But it's the reverse, because your shitty one is the gaming one, whereas PAX is good. Like, really.
Why would
good
you do
one.
That? Why don't you just buy like a PS4?
Because it's the exact same fucking solution as you dumb. I'm just flipping it around for comedic purpose.
Oh, but are you trying to do a gag?
Yeah.
James out here doing weak ass gags.
Ooh, that's not weird. It's funny. It's funny to have a shitty, like, people go, I'm going to buy a gaming laptop, but your gaming laptop's like a Windows 95.
I mean, it's a fine premise.
James, it ain't funny if you have to tell us it's funny.
It's funny. It's funny.
Jackie again?
Okay, so you're just going to have to uninstall it, Jermaine, because you got to do your work.
No, I ain't asking you to solve the problem. I'm just telling you.
Oh, just tell me. This is a classic addicted dude. Like, I don't want your help.
I always find it
weird. We're trying to, like, drag your way to rehab.
Also, let me ask the question.
Ask.
What is addicted to you?
Yeah.
How long are you playing?
How are you manifesting this addiction in your life?
Well, it's not the amount of time. It's kind of the procrastination. Like, I get sidetracked and I'm just like, bam, I'll do this thing instead.
Mm. So you need to get the work done, but it's eating into your work time.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not good.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
No, yeah, I'm not asking you to solve a problem.
For my segment, I'm just going to say I'm addicted and refuse any of your suggestions.
We moved on from the Issues podcast. This is a different podcast now.
He's right.
That's true.
Oh, shit, sorry.
What?
What is going on? Ed is playing on my phone.
What the fuck? So Jermaine's phone is hooked up for the drops, and he's just accidentally gone because the software we're using is the free version.
Yeah, it's a free version. So Ed just randomly played.
What was the ad for?
Big O? Have you seen Big O ads?
Yeah.
They're fucking wild, bro. Do you know what this is?
Is it that chat room?
It's like a live streaming thing, and all the ads have like pretty women on them, like dancing or like staring seductively at the.
Was it a sexy ad that just played?
It was just a couple girls dancing, and it was like one girl versus the other girl. It's weird.
Shout out to the Big O girl.
I don't know if you guys got these ads, but I got these ads. I can't remember. Love Line or something like that.
Mm.
And it's these ads where it's a chat room where it's like a Skype chat room or like a Facebook video chat room where you see the other person's face and they can see your face.
Yeah.
But every single ad I get for this app is some South Asian guy in like some rundown village somewhere in a South Asian country, and then like some German girl half naked dancing. It's so weird.
And Pex is like, and it's my favorite video on the internet.
But I like, you guys don't get the ads, right?
No, I don't think I've seen that. Because I think that maybe they tailor the stuff to what you look at.
Yeah.
What the hell have you been looking at?
To you.
So I think they send it to me because I'm a South Asian guy.
Yeah.
And they're like,
This is what South Asian dudes are into.
And you look up German porn.
Well, I mean, that's obvious, isn't it?
Guten Tag. Is that German?
Guten Morgen.
Is that German? That's German.
Guten Tag. Guten Morgen.
Guten Tag.
Is it?
It's so creepy. Anyway.
I'll tell you what it is.
His name is Lee, goddammit.
So what were you going to say, Jermaine?
I find it weird. Sometimes you have ads. These come up on Facebook. Big O ads do not come up on Facebook.
Nah.
Which is pretty funny.
Ad I'm talking about comes up on Facebook?
No. So I'm talking about a different ad. Sure. Ads for like games come up, and they're like, play this game, it's so addictive.
Yeah.
I was up all night, and I'm like, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to advertise
at. I'm like, they don't use that thing to advertise other addictive products.
They're using the worst element of video games to advertise.
Yeah. They don't go smoke our cigarettes. They will have you spending way too much money on our shizzle.
Like, yeah, I always smoke our cigarettes. You'll die.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. That sounds cool.
That's so true. I never thought about that.
Get addicted to pee. Your life will slowly drain out of your body over the course of 6 months.
That's really funny.
I've
seen those as like those games as like and they're always like free to play games, eh?
Of
course. That you can download and stuff.
I also love the ads for the games that are really, 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 really badly acted. Games where it's like an army game. And the girl's like, oh, they're advancing on my position.
And it's like epic music? Like,
yeah, and it's like...
I'll do the music, you do that.
Okay. Oh no, the troops are advancing on my position. I will make a turret. Wow, now they will never get to me.
Shh, War of Legends, only on iTunes and on the App Store and on Google Play.
You know the other funny ads is the noob versus pro ones.
Yeah,
the split screen, and they've got like the
one
side is how a pro plays, and one side is how a noob plays. Or like, the other ones are the real weird is how my mum plays and how my dad plays.
I've never seen that. That's
weird. I'm like, what? Why are you throwing shade on my dad? You don't even know my dad.
You've never met him. He's a lovely guy.
You don't know my dad like that.
He's got quick learning capabilities. He picked that game up like that.
My dad don't even have a smartphone. He ain't even playing. He's playing it on my mum's phone.
Those games, you know what? Those games are usually like the trashest games as well.
Of course.
Have you guys actually paid for cell phone games before? I've never paid for it.
No, I played one. I played them. I haven't paid for it.
No, that was a lie.
How do you play it if you haven't paid for it?
No, they're free to play.
Yeah.
And then you pay to get
I've bought games that only have a buy option.
Oh, really?
Like, there's no free to play option.
Not for
me. I played Final Fantasy IV. On my phone.
Right. Nah, I realized that I have played free to play games, but then bought
stuff
inside.
Yeah,
of them.
My one was Jurassic Park Builder.
Oh yeah,
paid a lot of money to hatch those dinosaurs, man.
God damn.
My one was kitchen master or something.
Well, I just realized I'm playing literally the like Fortnite. Is that?
Oh yeah.
It's like you play for free and then you like buy cooking a gingerbread fever. Man.
My one was Cooking Fever.
That's a good one though. Cooking Fever. I've heard good things about Cooking Fever.
Cooking Fever was like, you know when we did that Let's Play Live thing?
Yeah.
It's like the self-revision.
Overcooked?
Overcooked. Similar to Overcooked in a way.
I'm addicted to a game, Jermaine, as well. It's called Red Dead Redemption 2.
It is called The Love of Jesus Christ.
And it's, tell you what, it's so addicting. And I love it. I let the addiction wash over me.
I started playing it last night for the first time, and boy, oh boy, is it immersive and in the most dangerous way.
Yeah, I bet. I'm scared to touch it because of that.
It's crazy, man. All I want to do is play it. Like, my brain wants to.
You're thinking about it. You're in love with the game.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's bad.
You want to fuck the game.
Bro, you're in love with the game.
Yeah.
You're in love with the trap.
Yeah.
In love with the trap, baby.
I'm addicted to a game. Selling drugs. And the hustle.
I'm addicted to a game.
Yeah.
He's a very good rapper.
Oh, you're addicted to him.
To the game.
I'm addicted to injecting
game,
him.
Not that game. Game.
Yeah. Is he just game now?
He's just game.
Oh. Game recognized game is when he looks into a mirror.
Game recognized game.
That's me.
He just speaks like a Neanderthal. Game recognized game. Yo, dog. Are you alright? Yeah,
I'm okay.
I'm good.
So, do you guys have any solutions for my addiction?
Oh, we tried to give you solutions before.
Hey, you can go shove solutions up your ass.
Nah, up your bum. I came here. This is a genuine solution.
You, I don't want to hear it.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh, I hate you.
I always dream to square my
bin. I genuinely hate you.
No, what you need to do is make.
I don't give a shit.
Make fucking train city doctor tycoon, whatever. Make that your reward.
Transport tycoon,
your reward for completing your work.
Yeah, the problem is my reward for like half an hour of work. Nice. And then I play for 3 hours. Yeah.
That is a bad work-life balance. Yeah.
I would hate to see what would happen if Jermaine got, like, actual...
Addicted? Good addicted? Game.
No, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, modern
like
day...
Proper, like, Red Dead Redemption.
Oh!
Yeah, you'd, like, lose yourself in it, I think.
Yeah.
I think we'd see you, and you'd be dressed as a cowboy.
No.
And you'd have a gun.
That's happened before.
What game?
So you know you have an addictive
personality. Yeah, I know. I can get immersed in video games. It's all I think about. Like, when I get real into a game.
Wild.
Yeah.
But, anyway. You're just going to have to... You're going to have to balance that shit out, dog.
Yeah.
Does Chelsea know?
I don't care.
Has Chelsea... Sorry. I don't know if you're allowed... You want me to say...
I don't want her name out in the world!
No, but do you want to?
No, I can
kinda, has Chelsea asked you, like, said that you've played this too much? Or is this when she's at work and
would
you're
you not bring up the name of my mistress? When you know my wife listens to this podcast. My mistress is also named Chelsea.
That makes sense.
And my
very
wife
confusing.
Is also named Chelsea.
No, that means you got your bases covered.
Are you talking about my mistress?
The only
Chelsea
way that
Chelsea?
You've ratted yourself out is if you say, which one are you talking about?
What was
has she name? Mentioned anything about it? Has she noticed
that you play
a lot?
Yeah, she has. She's like, man, you play this game a lot.
That's hilarious.
And she'll watch me play for a bit and then get bored.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, it's just trains and shit.
Yeah, it's just trains and shit, dog.
This is literally the equivalent of like someone having like a train collection.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like
anyway,
a model train.
I'm sweet.
That is what addicts say.
Said like a true addict.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Anyway, boys, I'm sweet as he.
Shit happens, bro.
I don't need your help.
Anyway, boys, I'm sweet, so I'm just gonna go put some antiseptic on these scabs. But I'm sweet though. I'm sweet. Don't worry about it. Just been itching myself for 12 hours, but I'm sweet. Are there spiders on you guys too? Or is that just me? Anyway, I'm sweet as boys.
Anyway, so should we
I'll go next. Okay, so Jermaine, here's the thing: the last couple episodes.
Funny, you're saying like you're telling me, but I already know. Tell the
no,
audience.
No. I'm
tell Pat.
No, but I'm saying that you have had
yes.
like a sting for your segment for the last couple of episodes, whereas Pax and I haven't.
We haven't.
And then so I have gone out of my way to just
Don't tell me, tell the audience.
Well, okay, well, I'm telling everyone now via you, so it's going bang, bang, into you and into the microphone and
you
into
say
the
it,
thing.
And then I'll say it again.
No.
Okay, yo, so audience.
So Jermaine
has... I've got bad sting. Jay's and Pat's got no sting.
Yeah, and so audience, what I've done, audience, is I've audience made some stings for Pax and I.
So Jay's made us some stings.
Because I'm just like, I don't want to miss out.
Because he feels like he's missing out on shit.
And I was like, whoa, what you... fuck up. don't play a sting when I... Because I've made these things and I'm like, you know what? I just want to make a good one. And so I was like, what's the best thing that encapsulates my segment?
He just wants to be part of the game.
Yeah, I want to have my own unique sting. So here's what it is. Let's kick off my segment.
James's Corner of Fun. This is how we jake off.
All right, here we go. This week on Jacob.
So James did send these to me, but I didn't listen to them. He told me not to listen to them, and so there's legitimately the first time I've heard it. And that is right. So funny.
All right, here we go.
Reminds me of when I was a kid. Me and my mates used to wrestle in my mate's backyard.
Yeah,
we had a little wrestling promotion.
Yeah,
and
what was it called?
It was called CCW, Christchurch Championship Wrestling.
Nice. Oh.
And we used to have, we'd play theme music.
Yeah.
And we'd all have different characters.
Yeah.
And my mate Joe, he...
I don't know where this is going.
So he had everyone had a couple of different characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of his characters was the Big Joe. And it was a parody of the Big Show. And his thing is he was tiny. It was like the Hurricane's gimmick before the Hurricane.
Yeah, sure. So right. Ironically.
Yeah, so the Hurricane was like the superhero character who would try to like do moves that big guys would do.
Yeah.
So try and like do a choke slam. And that was the Big Joe, the Big Joe's finisher.
He's like a tiny man.
And so we would do theme music. And so we recorded his theme music. And it was like the Big Show's theme music. But
how does that go?
It goes, well, it's the Big Show. But it's good.
Yeah, not
me singing it.
It's the Big Show's theme is not Jermaine going, ching, 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 in the WWE.
Yeah. And so we just did it. We re-recorded it. Well, we didn't even re-record it. The original theme song would play. It would go, well, it's the Big... And then you hear a click where we've pressed record on a tape machine. And then Joe would just go, Joe. And then a click again. And it would go, jing, 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 jing.
And every time it says show, it goes, Joe?
Yeah, every single time.
Fuck, that's funny.
It was so funny.
The click is really what sells it.
It was that click. It was like Pax's personal...
Back when I used to control the drops.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, on Jake Off this week, you boys, you're part of this. This is how we jake off. So you guys were part of this, right? This week, I became a viral star.
Yes. International sensation.
International comedian, host, and sensation, Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah.
What's Minhaj?
Is that how you pronounce it? If you're pronouncing it correctly?
No, it's not Minhaj.
It's Minhaj?
It's Minhaj, yeah.
Minhaj.
Yeah.
Even if you're...
Hasan Minhaj.
Hasan Minhaj. Yeah. Hasan Minhaj, so you don't pronounce the H? Anyway, let's not get into that.
You don't say Minhaj, no.
Okay. Oh, I've been saying Nicki Minhaj. Wrong for all my life.
Nicki Minhaj.
So he has a show on Netflix.
Minhaj.
Nicki Minhaj. So Hasan Minhaj has...
You know what? We joke about that. But that's actually what my dad would do.
Well, if he pronounced it,
he'd be like, you know, have you heard that new Nicki Minaj?
Like he'll pronounce every consonant in the thing.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. All right.
Sorry, everyone.
Hasan Minhaj has a show on Netflix called Patriot Act, where he does a deep dive into one political subject every week. And it was a great show. You should check it out if you haven't seen
basically
it.
Basically, the Brown Last Week Tonight.
Absolutely. It's People of Color Last Week Tonight.
He does an episode
tonight.
on Supreme.
Yeah.
It's the most Brown last week.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But like, he does the same level of deep dive into it. It's really great. It's a great show.
Yeah.
He has this thing where the way he delivers and he performs on the show is very distinct and very very much Hasan Minhaj. It's like the style is just like, so Pax and Jermaine and I, we were kind of mucking around and I was doing an impression of him. Just kind of, you know, doing like a comedic impression.
Yeah. These guys were just talking about the Patriot Act, how they enjoy it. And then James was just like, yo, this is my impression of Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, and doing it. And Pax is like, yo, we should film that.
Yeah.
Right? I should film it, right?
Mm. I feel like I'm the one who said we should film it.
Well, Pax, someone said, I don't know.
Look, let's figure out who said we should film it. Pax, do you think you said we should film it?
No.
I think I said we should film it.
Me all too. Right.
Jermaine said we should film it, and I'm glad we went into that deep dive. And this
what is a deep dive. It was like 20 seconds, dog.
I completely agree with you.
Zero friction. Okay, so Jermaine was like, let's film it.
I just want accurate stories on.
No, I fuck with that. Jermaine, see, we film it, and then we film it, right? And
what did we film it on? I want an accurate story.
Anyway.
Samsung Galaxy S9, my phone.
On Jermaine's phone.
Yes.
We film it.
No, we filmed it on my phone.
We film it in a video. Oh,
Samsung Galaxy S8.
My bad.
Oh. Sorry.
Are you on S8?
Samsung Galaxy S8.
That's right. Oh. And what I did is I played the theme song off my phone.
Off a Samsung Galaxy S9. S9.
Well, I'm glad the audience has all these fine details.
Yeah.
So they
are we telling the accurate story or are we make up bullshit, James?
So the temperature was 23 degrees outside.
I don't think that's relevant to the story.
That's just like,
I hate this.
Unnecessary details.
What do you think Anthony Samuels is up to?
Irrelevant.
We put it on Instagram. Mm. And then we tag Hasan Minhaj and on Twitter and stuff. And then in the morning, we go to bed like nothing happened. In the morning,
I went to bed like something happened.
Fuck up.
I went to bed thinking, we tweeted that thing about Hasan Minhaj.
And then I...
That's something.
...woke up the next morning with a message from the Patriot Act, the official Patriot Act account on Instagram.
I would have loved if it was like some weird like right-wing conservative like patriotism page.
The Patriot.
Like, listen, boy, we don't like your video.
You better take that down there, boy. Okay.
Well, try to get to the game.
Anyway, and so I wake up with a message from them being like, Hasan,
on Twitter or Instagram?
On Instagram. Hasan
Are you
saw
sure? because it's on. You put it on Twitter first.
But Pax put the video on Instagram.
Did
as
you?
As well. It's freaking dangerous, bro. And
but he didn't see that.
Here's the thing, Jermaine. Yes. They say we saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can put it on your Instagram so Hasan can?
One
news regram
to the freaking Danish
I did. I tagged them in that. And then they're like, I was like, I'll go to this page. And I was like, oh, also, anyway, I'll put it up online as well, just in case. Also, I want to get that clout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I want to get famous. And so I tagged them, sent them the thing. And then, like, about 10 minutes later, Hasan Minhaj has reposted on his Instagram. And my shit is blowing up. And I've never had so many Asian and South Asian people follow my Instagram in my life.
I have multiple times. But anyway.
But I'm talking like hella, like, anyway, it just blew up.
And it was like 12.
And I'm out here.
12.
In a month where I just high-fived Donald.
A dozen brown people.
That's a lot of brown people.
Hitting out my Insta.
If that.
On a month where I high-fived Donald Glover.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting a shout-out from another person of color that I look up to.
That's true.
Having a good month of
what is
for people
going
that
on?
I don't know, man. It's putting shit out. I'm putting shit out in the universe. And people are picking it up.
That's weird, eh? Like,
because you do not deserve it.
I just need to dig up Gandhi and high-five him. I'm good, man. I've got my trifecta.
That's the other person? That's the three people you
admire?
Yeah,
weirdly. It's like Hasan Minhaj,
Donald
Glover,
and
Gandhi. They're about the same. They all did the same thing.
Okay, so this happens.
Yeah.
Hasan Minhaj reposts it on his page.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, James messages the freaking Angel Bro page, and I'm like, oh, cool. That's fine.
Our chat group.
You were not like that. You're like, bro, that's mean.
Yeah, I was like, that's mean, but I wasn't like, yo. I was like, fine. But then I went to Hasan Minhaj's page, and I was like, oh, snap. Hasan Minhaj has 500K followers. I did not realize that.
Yeah, man.
I thought he was like in the 100,000 range, right? That's...
That
crazy.
I just want to say that's... Oh, you mean like around 100,000?
Yeah, around...
I thought you mean like 100,000s. I was like, no, that's also 100,000.
Yeah, 500,000 is multiples of 100,000.
Sorry. My bad. Around the 100,000...
I thought he was like in the 100,000s.
No. So then... What did I tell you? As soon as I noticed that, what did I tell you?
Yeah, as soon as Peck saw that, he's like, put a video of your stand-up on your Instagram now.
You hesitated a little
bit. Yeah, because I didn't want to be the guy who was very obviously like using this to like promote his show. You know what I'm saying? That's the equivalent of someone posting like a SoundCloud link immediately as soon as a tweet blows up.
Why do you
want to
be that guy?
I don't know.
What do you lose by being that guy?
I still want to look like a loser.
To who?
To everyone.
To people who think you're a loser for doing that?
Yeah, everyone.
And what about the people who are like, well, this guy's got some dope stand-up. Do you want them people in or not?
That?
Nah. Yeah, of course I do. And so when Pax, I hesitated and I was like, oh, no, actually, no, you're right. And so I thought the same thing, Jermaine. I was like, no, I'm being like, who cares if people think that?
Yeah.
If I can get more eyes on my product that I'm selling, because I am a business.
Yeah.
As you are, as
What's
a
name
self.
Of business?
James Rocky Incorporated.
Nah, you're not an LLC, dog. Don't be trying to throw it Incorporated.
Oh, God, this guy works for the government.
Oh, Incorporated's not an LLC.
You working for IRD on the side?
I'm like, it's your side hustle?
I just walk out to people like, what's your business? And then they like say their name and I'm like, nah, it ain't. Don't go around saying you're a business when you ain't a business.
When people say the phrase, mind your own business, you're like, he doesn't have a business. What business
he
are you talking
no
about?
He ain't got no business to mind. What business is he going to mind if he has no business? Just the semantics police, but for business only.
I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you're right, I should. And I did, and I'm glad I did because I got people liking my page from the thing, liking the video I put, and then liking the stand up afterwards.
That's good.
So they went, oh, this guy's a stand up too. And there was also a comment from someone else in Honda-san's page being like, oh, if a comedian does an impression of you, it's like flattery or it's like a compliment.
He was quoting Jerry Seinfeld.
It's a Seinfeld quote, right? And I was like, yeah, well, that's. And so people like went to my page, saw the like comedian,
that
and
you're
like,
a
oh,
comedian.
This guy's a comic too. So that was cool. So that was just a cool thing that happened to me this week.
And then...
But I'm fine. I don't need anyone's help. And if you try to help me, I refuse.
Are you not even going to step into the next part of it?
Oh, yeah, shit. There is a next part.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even think. I didn't register that. So then after that, the Patriot Act Twitter posted, hey, hit us with your best impression of Hasan Minhaj. Hashtag Hasan Minhaj Challenge.
Yeah. You started a challenge.
James has started a meme.
Yeah.
That five people have answered. Damn, dog.
We out here with the five people. And no, but one of those accounts is the official Patriot Act one, and the entire office of the show did it.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool. Like I already said, but I'm a huge fan of the show. I've seen all the episodes.
Yeah. I ain't seen shit.
Jermaine hates it. So if anyone here works or is connected, tell them.
I
don't hate it, not at all, but I just haven't watched it.
I really like the fact that
I'm spending too much time watching Gilmore Girls.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the white version
Patriot
of last week.
Mad addicted to Gilmore Girls.
Really? What about it?
Yeah,
damn, this is your week of addiction.
Yeah.
I'm not addicted to it, but if I'm like, I'm going to watch something.
What a way to...
What about Gilmore Girls that's got you?
The witty banter.
Yeah, it's a feedback loop. You're like, what's Rory going to do? Oh, no, Rory did it. But what's she going to do now? She did it again. Oh,
what
no.
What do you mean? What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of characters.
Are you
and
just
shit.
Explaining shows in general?
Yeah. Yeah, I just realized.
That's your fascination with Gilmore Girls fascinates me. I
You
watch...
know what, Pex? Your fascination with this fascination of Gilmore Girls? I'm fine with it.
I want to watch you watching Gilmore Girls.
You can. He's got a YouTube channel where Jermaine reacts. He watches you.
You're my addiction.
I don't watch it like, ooh. Like it's just... I just watch it like a
normal
person.
Oh, no. Lorelai.
Who watches any TV show like that? Ooh.
Are you like Taz from the Looney Tunes?
I forgot what I was going to say. Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I just started a challenge, and I think that's cool. You said something was cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
You were saying... I said I haven't watched Patriot Act. Yeah. You said the thing about the Patriot Act.
Oh, I've forgotten.
The thing, okay, the other thing that everyone always comments on when they watch the video
is
how I... So I filmed it in one of the offices that we're working at, which is the Kevin & Co.
office.
Yeah, Kevin & Co. office. Shout out to Bronwyn, our boss, and Cam.
Not my boss.
Yeah, she ain't our boss anymore. Oh, yeah,
our ex-boss.
She's our...
ex-boss.
They are our... colleagues?
Yeah,
colleagues.
Producers.
Our
future
people
producers.
We're working with.
Yeah. Ex-boss is what the X-Men call Professor X. Wolverine's like, whatever you say, ex-boss.
Anyway.
And he's like, no, I'm your boss. Oh, right.
Oh, I get it. Oh, Cyclops has been calling me that for years. I don't understand why he was calling me that. So we filmed it there, and in the fridge in the background are like all these like Heineken beers from sponsors that they used to have, because they used to work on Jono and Ben, and they were like leftover beers
right
from that. And everyone's comment on the thing is just like, this guy's living life, like no dishes or Heineken.
Because it does look kind of weird, because it looks like it could be your apartment.
Yeah, and
like
everyone thinks it's my house.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's like your nice apartment.
But it's like a really big, spacious room.
Like a barren room.
Yeah. With zero furniture.
Yeah, except one couch.
One couch.
A sink. And like,
and a fridge full of Heineken.
Yeah. So the people
that's
who
you need.
The people who've seen this video think I'm just like this crazy party boy who just spends all his time doing impressions of Hasan Minhaj. But yeah, it's been a pretty cool week. It's a pretty cool thing. Something to, you know, to have someone that you look up to and you admire the work of shout you out. I think that's pretty cool.
I always dream to square Marvin.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, James. I'm low key jealous.
Not low key jealous.
I'm a little bit jealous.
Oh, that's
I contemplated not telling you to put the stand up on your page. You know, like that.
Just
kind
to
of,
like sabotage.
Yeah, just to be like.
But then you're like, nah. What made you realize?
I'm not jealous. You tell me when you meet Rory from Gilmore Girls.
Not even the actor, the character Rory.
What's the actor's name?
Jennifer
Alexis Bedell. Alexis Bedell. I don't know.
Yeah, I almost was like, let's sabotage him. But then I was like,
why would you do that, Pax? I'm your friend.
Because the jealousy. But then the logic kicked in. The friendship kicked in.
Yeah.
It's
hard because he's a South Asian person, right? And so it's a bit
I was like,
someone that you look up to.
But then I was like,
I just got out of jail and I ain't going back.
Yeah.
I feel like it's funny because I feel like Hasan Minhaj stylistically and comedically is like an amalgamation of us.
Kind of, eh? Because you're a little more handsy.
Yeah.
And you're a little more like,
animated.
And I'm a little more talented and charismatic.
And you're I was going to say, and you're a little bit more closer to where he's from.
you put those together.
Am I?
Nah, not at all. So,
Okay.
No, but it's good. It's good. It's good to be honest with yourself. And,
am I?
Yeah.
And recognize that I was jealous.
Can we just find a way that I am?
What, part of Hasan Minhaj?
Yeah, what's something I haven't
done?
I mean, if Hasan Minhaj grew his beard out.
No. Well, he's got two eyes.
Oh, yeah. He's got two eyes.
You got two eyes.
Do you have... Oh, yeah, you have two eyes, dog.
Do you have a glass eye that we don't know about?
What I was looking for is sometimes he does comedy about politics and sometimes I do comedy about politics.
Oh, no, I think the two eyes thing is...
I think that's way more relevant.
Fuck you.
All right, that's the end of my segment. Hit me with my stick, baby.
James's Corner of Fun. This is how we jake off.
That's the jack off of the week.
Well, it's the big jack.
Would it even continue on? Like, you know, Pax. When it's like, it's the big bad show tonight.
Yeah. It's the big jaw. It's the big bad jaw tonight. Well, it's the big jaw. Like, we did it like six times. This other time, another friend of ours, his character, he was like, we were like, what theme song do you want to use? He goes, it doesn't matter. He goes, just put it on random. And so we just put in, my friend had like a disc changer. So he had like six CDs in.
Yeah.
And he goes, just put it on random. And then so we hit random. And what it played was like a sketch from a hip-hop album.
Like a full
one. Yeah, like one of those sketches. Yeah. Like, it was like, yo, my dog, all I think about is the world.
And did he just still come out? Yeah.
That was like his theme music. It was so funny.
No, there's nothing funnier than a wrestler coming out to spoken word.
I've got a video of our wrestling.
Put it up. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I'll put it up on our our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Does it include the big jar?
No, they have a video of the big jar?
It has this bit where I'm going, my friends are kicking me.
Yeah.
And I'm going, stop kicking me for real. It's supposed to be fake. Yeah. Anyway.
PAX.
Anyway.
Do you want to hit it off? PAX, I've made you a sting too.
Thank you, man. Oh, that's beautiful, because it seems wrong for the Gape Master to not
have a sting.
Yeah,
man.
So now that the Gape Guru and the Gape Master have a sting, it feels...
You can almost say this is the flagship segment of the show.
You could say that.
I wish we wouldn't say that.
You could say that. And you know what? We will say that. And
who will say
it? This is
the
iPhone X
of the show.
The Friggin' Dangerous Bro show.
Yeah.
S9's better.
I'm the iPhone X. You're the iPhone
XC. Is there a C?
Yeah, iPhone X. The offshoot of iPhone.
How about you talk on mic?
And you're the iPhone. Excuse me. Don't tell the Gate Master what to do. What is necessary at the time. Okay. And you're the iPhone 4. So. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I've got a thing.
I'm Galaxy S9. I'm not part of the iPhone universe.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So shout out to the Gate Nation. I made this for you.
And also, I've been thinking. And again, not a religion.
Yeah.
And it's just a club, but I have been thinking about getting a cabin in the woods somewhere for us to all go there together.
Yeah, it's the club. It's the club cabin.
The club rooms.
The Gape Nation club rooms. Play that thing. Club rooms.
All right, so here's the sting that James has made for gaping.
Yeah. It's time for gaping, time for gaping. It's open and wide, and it's open and wide, and it's very wide and broad. It's dark inside.
Come on, jump in!
Gaping with PAX.
I forgot that you guys did that in a previous episode.
I just think it's the catchiest thing. Can you play it again?
So
one
catchy.
Time?
James, you know what you need to do?
I'm going to put music
you
behind
add
it.
Music
absolutely.
To
it.
Time for gaping. Time for gaping. It's open and wide. And it's open and wide. And it's very wide and broad. It's dark inside.
Come on, jump in.
All right, here we go.
Gaping with PAX.
All right,
go.
What? I didn't hear that bit last time.
Gaping with PAX.
I must have taken my headphones off with that.
Yeah, we got to jump in the booth and record that for real. Because I think you should sing it.
Yeah, but that was a. No, hey, listen.
Yeah,
I think that was a beautiful, valiant effort, and I appreciate it.
What have you got, PAX?
This week on gaping.
His name is Lee. Goddammit.
I have two daughters, a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, both valiant.
What?
Yeah.
This is new.
When did this happen?
What?
Like 4 years ago, I had a baby.
Yeah, that is wild.
I should really listen to the stuff you say.
Yeah. I do a lot of stand up about it.
You do stand up?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I started like 9 years ago.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my main source of income. So,
well, you get income.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. I started stand up 9 years ago, but started getting income from it like maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So me and my wife.
You have a wife.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
This is the dumbest gag. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
All right, go. What have you got on your kids, man? Tell us about your kid problems.
7 years ago, you got married. So, my 4-year-old, she goes to kindy.
She goes to kindy?
Yeah. She started about 2 years ago,
Kill me.
She started a year ago. So
he ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3.
Yeah, she's not going to be in Rush Hour 3, yeah. So she goes to kindy, and every morning we walk into kindy, so many people say good morning to her. So like there's all these girls that like her and say good morning to her and are like, hey, good morning, and like say and greet her.
It's adorable.
All the teachers.
And then when you say goodbye to her, you're just like,
I just got out of jail and I ain't going back.
People looking at you like,
And all the teachers greet her in the morning.
Yeah.
My daughter has gotten into this weird habit of ignoring everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I don't know what to do about it. Because it's weird. Well, obviously it's weird. It's not weird for me to say that it's weird. It's weird.
But they'll say good morning to her and she just doesn't acknowledge it.
She just kind of like looks away or just stares at them.
Wow.
And this is new. She used to always at least wave or smile and wave. Or, well, the best thing to do is to actually say good morning back. But she used to do that kind of stuff. And now she's like stopped.
Do you reckon she doesn't like the attention?
Yeah, maybe.
So if she ignores it, then maybe she's thinking maybe it'll stop.
Yeah, I haven't actually thought about that.
Have you?
It's interesting. It's interesting that
because the reason I bring that up is because I don't like people recognizing me from doing stand up and doing comedy.
So you don't like if someone's like, hey, oh, you're from TV. Like,
yeah,
what
I don't know. I'm not real into that. So yeah. I often when I go do things, I don't make eye contact with people.
Yeah,
like I just like, and it's always nice stuff. But I just feel weird. I'm like, what do I say to them? Like I have to, I worry that I have to be likable.
Yeah.
And that they have to, like, they have to have a good experience.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous that I won't make it a good experience. I'm always like, oh, man, right. I'm just going to fuck it up. You know?
Like, sure. You're nervous that you have to give them a comedic experience because they think that you're a comedian?
Not a comedic experience. I'm nervous that I will ruin
them
a positive experience for them.
Like the they'll be like, don't meet your heroes situation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I don't
want to
be
thinking
yeah. However, when I'm with you guys and people are like, freaking dangerous, bro, I have a different kind of confidence. I'm like, yeah, freaking dangerous, bro.
Yeah.
Like, because
it's like removed from yourself a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's because
safety in numbers.
Yeah. If say something stupid, you guys are going to make fun of me.
Yeah.
And the
sure.
person will laugh and it'll be fine.
I get
fine.
That. Yeah. I understand. I get it.
Maybe it is that.
She's worried about being famous.
Yeah. Here's the difference between that.
She's worried about one of her kids from Kindy being like, don't meet your heroes.
don't meet your heroes. Title of my mixtape. So the difference between those two situations is that in your situation, when someone says, hey, I've seen you on TV or blah blah blah, it's not fully normal to know exactly what to say. Like, it's a bit of a weird situation.
Yeah.
It's not that weird, but it's a bit weird, right? Whereas Vaha's situation is just say good morning back.
Is this?
You know, like, it's so much more simple.
So this is a genuine question, and this is not a gag whatsoever.
Yeah.
Have you checked, like, her hearing?
Ah! Mean gag!
That was...
Yeah! Killer gag.
No, but genuinely...
Oh, is it not a gag?
You had her hearing checked? Because she might not be hearing.
Yeah, maybe.
The kids.
Maybe. When she was born, we got her hearing checked.
Yeah.
Like, every kid gets their hearing checked when they're born. Yeah. Like, the doctor comes in and checks their hearing. So, when she was born, it could be deteriorating.
I guess my question is, like, health-wise, like, is she...
She's very healthy.
Okay.
She's very normal. Like, the thing is, you can't just hear everything at home and then go to kindy and be like,
and
oh,
not
hear
it. Yeah,
anything.
So, she's fine at home.
She's fine at home, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's her hearing.
So, it's like a social thing,
it's
maybe.
It's totally a social thing.
Okay.
And it's, like, she's acting like a bitch. But I'm like...
Whoa.
But I'm like... She's 4.
Yeah.
She's young.
She doesn't understand the consequences of...
Yeah, she doesn't understand what's going on. She doesn't understand that can be hurtful to other people.
Have you asked her about it?
We talk about it all the time. She's like... She just says, I don't want to.
Oh.
Like, legit just says, I don't want to. I'm like, what is going on? I can't get to the bottom of what is actually going on.
Yeah.
Because, like, before we walk into the kindy, we sit in the car... And I go, Vaha, this morning when your friends, and you've got a lot of friends, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool that so many people want to say good morning to you? Maybe it'll be nice if you say good morning back. It might make them feel nice. And she just says stuff like, nah, or I don't want to. But
man,
I'm struggling to get to the core of like what's actually going on.
Does she like that she has lots of friends?
No.
Like when you say you got lots of friends.
She sticks to one person.
Do you know whose fault this is? That Louis C.K. kid.
Yeah, that kid from the earliest episode.
Yeah, the Louis C.K. kid.
Yeah, that kid.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, no,
I reckon
not.
It is.
I was trying to think of the issue.
Let's not bring that kid back into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's really hard facts. Damn.
Yeah, it's the issue, the problem
maybe, maybe it's just a phase that she's going to have to go
through. I hope so.
And then...
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, like, oh, it's just a phase.
Mm.
And And what I'm not hoping is that it continues forever. And
or there might be something happening, like, or like someone's like bullying her that no one's. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's really scary.
And that's kind of what I'm referring to when I say the root cause. Like, what is at the core of all of this?
Yeah, sure.
And maybe she's just being honest. She's like, I don't want it.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. But is that okay? Is it okay to let your kid?
So she kind of is an extrovert at home and then gets introverted when she.
She's not
goes
super
to school.
Extroverted at home.
Yeah,
she's always been a little bit of an introvert, but
she's vocal though.
She's vocal, yeah. She's definitely vocal, but she's a little bit of an
she's
introvert.
She's definitely vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vocal.
Yeah, Jermaine acts like every time he goes to Pax's house, she just yells at him.
She's like,
what's up, motherfucker? Welcome to my house. And then at school, she's like, I don't want to. That's sad, man.
That's I don't know if it's sad. It's just a puzzle I'm trying to figure out, and I can't figure it out. She's definitely the type of person that clings to one person. Yeah. So, like, she has a friend at school that she loves.
Sure.
And she clings to that one person. But then all these other girls want to be her friend.
Yeah.
But she's, like, giving them the cold shoulder. Oh. Right? All these other girls are like, vaha, vaha, come play Play-Doh with me.
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
You think my four-year-old's playing hard to get?
She's mad cool, yo. That's like how people want to be friends with her.
She wants to be like the popular girl that everyone, you know. Yeah. Yeah, maybe she's figured out the social dynamics that if I don't reply to people, they'll want to talk to me even more.
That would be terrifying if that actually happened.
Maybe she watched the early 2000s show Popular.
Yeah.
And this reference is gone down like a lead balloon.
No. I'm just waiting to hear what else you say.
That's all I got.
I remember Popular.
Just say the reference.
Yeah. And what is it?
Just say the reference and hope for the best.
I function like the film Scary Movie and that I just reference something.
No, no, no,
that's
no.
The game.
No, no, don't say anymore. Just say
I function like the film Scary Movie.
is it more than that?
That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, but also, here's the thing. Here's the
this
thing
reminds me
this.
Of the band Queen.
It's a thing that's happening in my life. I don't want your advice, by the way.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm totally fine. I don't want any of your advice. I'm fine.
You know, I'm going to give you some advice anyway.
Shit happens, bro.
That's my advice.
That couldn't be the truest. There isn't a more true statement than that.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Shit does happen.
Yeah, that's my daughter. She's...
Is that...
Being mean?
Well, dang. Well, it makes me... Makes me sad as the Gape Guru that the Gape Master is in this predicament, man.
Yeah, and some, you know...
It makes me not trust the Gape Master because he can't even get control of his own kids.
Mm. Well,
Here's the thing, Jermaine.
Spit some truth.
You guys out there, don't think the Gape Master is perfect. The Gape Master is imperfect. In many ways, that's what makes the Gape Master relatable. That's what makes you able to relate to the Gape Master. The Gape Master sometimes stubs a toe. What? How? Do you see, Jermaine?
I love how Pax is convinced this is not a religion.
It's
but he's speaking in the most.
It's not a religion. It's
Jermaine.
Not a religion.
It's not
it's
a religion.
Club. Fuck.
It's a club.
Do you
we
see?
Go out. We go out.
Do
we,
you see?
We go out on field trips.
Yeah. The Lord is here.
No, it's a
look.
No,
in a few weeks. In a few. There's no Lord. In a few weeks.
The
I mean, there is a. Lord.
The only Lord
is
Lord.
The Lord
is Lord Ella.
Yeah.
From Devonport.
Yes. And Jermaine,
and this is her city.
Do we sometimes go out to trips to the beach?
Mm.
Yeah. And that's what a club does. Is it not Gape Guru? A club goes
clubs
to the beach sometimes.
That.
And do clubs and do we sometimes do I sometimes cradle someone while I'm in the water?
Talk to him.
Maybe sometimes I cradle one of the gapers while I'm standing in the water.
Talk
and
to him.
Do I dunk their head into the water? Sometimes I might do that.
Talk to him.
And is that just a fun thing that clubs do? Yes.
Absolutely.
Is that just a ritualistic religious thing?
No,
no, it's not.
That I do to welcome people into my cult?
No.
No, it's a club.
It's not a cult. It's not a religion. Watch your silver tongue. You serpent.
Hit us with that, Steve.
Next, I want you to go. You're coming into the garden of gaping with your evil ways.
No, Jermaine.
Nah, man.
You've got it all twisted, man.
This it's is exactly what someone who doesn't follow the beliefs of the club will say.
Yeah. It's just because they're hot. When someone is hot, they ask the gate master to dunk them in the water.
Yeah. It gets hot on the beach. Have you ever been to a beach before?
It's hot. All right?
Shit, man.
God, I'm sick of your accusations, man.
And while we're there, we're actually putting out some Gape Nation sunscreen soon. So
yeah, we're gonna
look out for that.
Yeah, we're going to put out some Gape Nation sunscreen.
Right, hit us with a stick.
It's time for gaping, time for gaping. It's open and wide, and it's open and wide, and it's very wide and broad. It's dark inside.
Come on, jump in!
Gaping with Pax.
May the blue flame flicker forever.
You should do... James, you have to make one that goes, that was gaping.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to do an out. I need to do an outs thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll do one together.
It right now.
No, let's... No,
go on.
Oh, okay, fine. Like an outro?
Yeah, like an outro.
That was gaping.
It's fucking shit.
Whoa, come on, man. Jermaine. We don't shit on This Is How We Do It.
Yeah, I love This Is How We Do It.
I love it.
All right, cool.
That's the energy we put out.
Sorry, you go again.
All right.
Go again.
That was gaping. May
a
the
religious
blue...
thing.
It's not.
Oh,
a
it's
thing.
A club.
God,
fuck!
Stop. Can you let me?
Yeah, okay.
Just let him, man.
That was gaping. Let the spirit and the flesh and blood of the gape master wash over you. That was gaping. This is not a religion. May the blue flame flicker forever. That was gaping. It's not a religion, man. Back off.
That's the end of... not quite the end of the episode. I think now it's time...
Lingering vibes, baby.
Lingering vibes before we go.
Lingering vibes.
I'll go first. Here is my lingering vibe.
It's just the shit happens, right? Nice. Love the commitment.
Love it.
My lingering vibe at some point, we're going to get a cabin in the woods, and all the gapers will go there, and who knows what will happen.
Sacrifice themselves, maybe?
Nah.
I mean...
Just not ruling it out from the get-go. He's like, perhaps. If we do it... It's definitely not religious in any way. Or culty. It's not a cult. We just might do it.
Shout out. What a beautiful lingering vibe. My lingering vibe is shout out to all the people of color that I look up to. That includes Hasan Minhaj, Donald Glover,
and Gandhi. Keep getting in touch with James because it's very exciting.
Hit us up on fdbromail@gmail.com or on our Facebook page.
Yeah, shout out to
Freaking Dangerous Bro.
Music by SCFD Beats.
I'm sorry I was jealous, James.
That's all right, man.
On Instagram, Freaking Dangerous Bro. Also, our personal social medias, I'm @Jermaine_Ross usually.
Pax Society at everything. And not Pax Society at everything.
And I'm @McDonaldsNZ.
Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.